This is the multi-award-winning Vectis Radio, broadcasting online, on the app, Hospedia and FM 104.6.
Now, we've got loads of people in here. We have got two guests in, and we have got Cheryl Birtwell, who is the Good Neighbour of the Year Gold Award winner. So well done to you.
Thank you very much.
I'll do a little bit of that. And you work for Age UK, yeah. And we've got Joe as well.
Yeah, hello, I'm Joe Hodgkinson. I'm the Marketing and Digital Communications Officer at Age UK Isle of Wight.
Right, so just tell us a little bit of what you do, please.
I come from a healthcare background, so I'm a retired nurse and midwife, and advanced neonatal nurse practitioner. And then from there, I went to work for 7 years as a support worker with Age UK. And then I then transitioned over to the actual volunteering side. So I then now have clients that I see who are part of the befriending scheme. So they're people that actually I take out, go and have a cup of tea with. I might take
bring your mic a little bit further too. That's it, that's better.
Might take them shopping, and so as an example, we might go for a drive along the military road, go to the Isle of Wight Pearl, have a cup of coffee, sit and put the worlds to rights, and then I take them home. So sometimes I spend up to the maximum time I spend with a client is 2 to 3 hours if I'm taking them out and about. There's also another branch of Age UK, which is the Gift of Friendship scheme, where they are slightly different. They have an assessment undertaken to see what their goals would like to be. And as an example, one of my clients, her goals were to actually be able to walk more, increase her strength and abilities, get up steps better. So we've been doing, and then each first 1 month you write a report about if they've achieved their goals, and then it's 3 months, and then again it's 6 months. Once they reach 6 months, then the Gift of Friendship stops and they go across to the befriending scheme.
Right, okay.
And then I also am part of the Age UK's hospital to home team. As an example, I had a lady that was assigned to me who was discharged home from hospital and just needed somebody to pop in and check she was okay, that she's able to get about in the house all right. She might want a prescription collected and have a cup of tea with them.
So. Brilliant. So obviously with your background, being a nurse, ex-nurse and stuff like that, then you can advise her and
certain things. And also
if she's got a problem,
and do some signposting as well, because like for a lot of the elderly population on the island, they're actually lonely. And so we also have something called once a month what's called a chatty brew. So we actually then the volunteers will go around to pick up clients, and as an example, this Wednesday we're all out at Thompson's Nursery, where there's a cup of tea and cakes, and they all sit and chat to each other, and then there's a raffle and things like that, and that takes place once a month.
Absolutely brilliant. Joe, your job?
Yeah, so my job is to help promote the charity, help increase the amount of volunteers we have, as you know, there's a lot of people on the island who would like a volunteer at the moment and are waiting. So we're trying to my job is to kind of promote the charity, promote everything we do, and make sure that we've got the volunteers we need to help everyone that we can.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, she do a fantastic job.
Yeah, we're always looking for more volunteers because we've got a list of people waiting for some support. And sometimes it's person to person, and other times it's a phone call, you know, because for a lot of elderly, initially they just want to have a phone call to get to know you before they feel that they're safe to have you come to their house. No. So we're
Be a bit of a challenge for them, especially if they've been on their own all the time for a while.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Again, it's like opening little steps.
Start off a little bit and then build
up. And once they get to know you, then obviously they'll
We're all fully DBS checked, and we also do training. So we do safeguarding training and also data protection, dignity and care, etc. So, yeah.
And all that's provided free by Age UK Isle of Wight. So the DBS check and all the kind of support and training you need. So even if you're not from a sort of a care background or anything like that, you can still help out as well.
Yeah.
Are you both from the island?
I'm nearly an islander. I was actually born in Fareham, but I've been on the island most of my life.
All right, okay.
Yeah, same with me. I moved to the island when I was 8 years old, and I've lived here since. Yeah.
And how do you find it?
I love it. I love the island. It's a fantastic community. I love going to the beach all the time. I'm a parish councillor in Benbridge. I like giving back as much as I can as well.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. And with the chatty brew as well, you actually get to know out of the people you take, you get to know who you then sit them near. And so, as an example, I had one man who was quite shy, so I sat him next to somebody that was very talkative, and they got on like a house on fire, and then they exchanged telephone numbers, so then they've got an extra additional support because they can talk to each other and things as well.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic what the island does. And if there's a problem, there's always a phone number somewhere around. You can pick a phone up and you can get it sorted.
So
that's what that's the basics of the whole of the island. It's just incredible what you do.
Yeah. Age UK's, as well as obviously the volunteer side, Age UK's also got a support group, support people that go out and about. And they're obviously employed and paid to help support people and things. So,
have you got a website? Yeah. Obviously, you must have a website. Joe.
Yeah, so if you'd like to go on the website, that's ageuk.org.uk/Isle of Wight all together. Or if you'd like to give us a call, you can ring 01983 525 282, or you can email us at info@ageukiw.org.uk.
And it's like the same here. If you've got you've got something out that you want being shared with the listeners, then just get in contact with us. If you've got an event or something like that, just let us know a couple of weeks before it.
All right, okay.
And then we can put it on our website and we can publicise it all the time. And it's free.
So, that's brilliant.
I think a lot of it as well is getting out there the information about what not just Age UK does, but what different organisations do. Because Age UK as well, we've got a digital team that are in the libraries, and they can help actually set up somebody's laptop properly for them, their phone, all sorts of things.
And it's amazing. So thank you so much for coming in and spending a few hours with us. It's been very interesting to hear from you. So we'll go to the next song, Rosilla. Matt, have you got any questions?
No, I just think it's a wonderful service. I mean, I briefly worked in an old pilgrim's home many years ago, and all they really wanted to was somebody to chat to, somebody to talk to.
Yeah,
so the service that you've both been talking about is absolutely incredible. Yeah. And I do like the sound of the digital service. So, you know, a lot of old people, not sure, it's not their fault, they're not too sure about the computer thing, but we're getting some help with that, then that can bring them into the,
Give
them an extra outlet to, to talk to and stuff like that.
And also they've got, like, some of the older people, they have got so much information about the island, the history of the island. It's fascinating to hear them talking about it.
Oh, they could write books, without a doubt. It's just
amazing.
Just trying to get that extracted from them. But again, when you go around and you speak to them, they think, I did this when I was young, I did this when I was this and that. Oh, it's fabulous.
It's lovely.
Let's go to Rosilla. Everybody's free, taking us into the break. Coming out the other end, we've got Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Born to Run. Then we'll be back.